Welcome to the Thoughtful Movements podcast. My name is Joe Webster and I am a qualified Feldenkrais practitioner. I also have 20 years of experience studying and teaching Tai Chi, Qigong and meditation. In this podcast, I am offering recorded lessons that were taught during my online Feldenkrais class. The Feldenkrais method is a mind-body practice that teaches different movement sequences combined with the skillful use of our attention in order to create profound changes in our physical organization and our state of mind. The aim of the method is to help you feel calm, connected, and capable. These recordings are taken from a live class, so you will hear me talking to students as well as giving movement instructions. If you would like to attend the live online classes, I will include a link in the podcast information section. I hope you enjoy the recordings and please do get in contact if you have any feedback or questions related to a lesson. This lesson is the introduction of a series by Moshe Feldenkrais, who, when he first came over to America and he taught at Esalen, so he was kind of, you know, this was his first trip. He was from Israel or living in Israel, and he came over and he taught some of the kind of pioneers of the human potential movement. But I don't know if you've heard of Stanley Kellerman, but Stanley was one of the people that invited him over. And he taught about maybe 13 people or 14 people, a series of 40 lessons. And that basically kind of was the foundation of his teaching work in America. From then he went on to develop trainings, practitioner trainings, where he was teaching people how to be a Feldenkrais practitioner as well. What I'd love to be able to do is to go through that series with you guys, if you are interested in doing that. Obviously, I'm going to be encouraging other people to come into the class as well as we go along. But this, you know, to some extent, this is his introduction to the method, this lesson. So some of the movements are a little bit, it's not a very active class. As the series goes on, he, you know, like the third or fourth lesson, standing up. The Feldenkrais class is very varied. You're essentially exploring the range of human movement, or, you know, that's his intention. Because to some extent it's, you know, like, as we do that and we explore in more different ways, we learn about ourselves. We learn that we can't do things. We learn that we can do things that we didn't know. You know, there's kind of like this whole, you could kind of frame it like self-improvement, really. So this lesson's quite gentle. So you see how you get on with it. I will be introducing some movements, but the first bit of it really is kind of more about getting that learning environment in your body. So.
Self-improvement. Who's into self-improvement here?
Okay. So yeah, it's kind of a little bit meditative. So strap in.
Can you allow recording, Joe?
Yeah, I can. I was actually going to send it out, but I can let you record.
Well, if you're going to do that, that's fine. But either way.
Yeah.
Right. Not that I'm going to do it again and again, but
no. Okay. So, yeah. In fact, if you want to just stand up for a second. And one of the things that we want to do kind of as we go along is pay attention to our whole body experience. So I'd like you just in standing, maybe close your eyes for a second. And see how you feel. Maybe you can kind of get an overall picture, which direction your head is pointing, which direction your face is pointing, how your shoulders feel, how your arms are hanging. Maybe you can feel a difference between how the left hand and the right hand are turned. And if you feel down into your body, down into your legs, again, you know, f-
feel that connection through your body so that your back and your legs are the part of the same thing. And feel that, you know, maybe there's a direction that one leg is going outwards away from the body and the other leg is maybe going a different direction. So there's a, you know, the possibility for variation between our two sides. And then feel the direction that your feet are pointing. And one of the other things that I want to say at the beginning of the lesson, because it's going to be useful, don't correct. Don't kind of, you know, as I say these things, if you notice a difference between one side or the other, don't try and correct it. Don't be like, this side should be doing what the other side's doing. See if you can let them be different. Okay, and then come back and lie on your back, please. Okay, can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can have your eyes open or eyes closed. To some extent, if you have your eyes closed, you reduce some of the noise that your nervous system's getting. So, you know, some of the information that your nervous system would be getting is from the light and from what we see. So as soon as you close your eyes, you kind of like, you know, you reduce the amount of input you're receiving, which allows you to become a little bit more sensitive. Great. And let your arms rest down by your sides if you can. And just feel down into your legs again. So we started off kind of at the top, but this time we'll move upwards. So, you know, obviously you've got two different legs. Can you feel that there's potential for them to be lying in a different way? So if you feel into your left leg and feel where in your left leg is making contact with the ground. And also where in your left leg is not making contact with the ground. So the ground provides a useful set of kind of feedback for us. We can see in some of the places that there's lifting, maybe that there's some muscles that are working to hold your leg up in that way. And this is kind of like, you know, something that we can track, something we can be interested in. Okay. And then feel in your left leg, which direction your left leg is pointing out away from your body. You can feel the length of the left leg. How long does it feel to you? And you can feel the direction that the foot is rotated. So if the foot's rotated outwards, can you feel that the whole leg has some rotation in it? And can you feel that your feet and your toes on your left leg, do they feel tight? Do they feel relaxed? Just make a couple of movements with your left foot. Maybe just wiggling your toes. And maybe you can begin to really gently just rotate your foot slightly inwards and slightly outwards. Maybe one of those directions is easier for you, the outwards rotation or the inwards rotation. Okay, and let that go. And just feel that whole, the whole length of the left leg again. Feel up from the feet that there's a line coming up from your foot all the way up into the middle of your body. So Moshe Feldenkrais has a lot of different influences. I would say that one of them is definitely mathematics, because he was quite interested in angles and the different sort of organizations of the body. He was actually a physicist. So just feel the line of the left leg, the whole left leg. Good. And then instead of just rotating the foot, now see if you can rotate the whole left leg. Just a little bit inwards and a little bit outwards. Do a small amount. Doesn't need to be a big movement. That's good. Okay, and then move your attention across to your right leg. Feel again any spaces underneath your right leg. Are there any places underneath your knee or your ankle that in your imagination you could get your finger underneath? And which places on your right leg are touching, are more in contact with the floor? So maybe you can feel that at the back of your pelvis, your bum on the right side, there's quite a lot of contact there. And then as your attention moves down your leg, that contact lifts a little bit towards the knee, and then maybe the thigh presses, the calf presses, and again at the heel. And feel the length that you feel in your right leg right now. How long does your right leg feel? And what direction would you say that it's pointing? What direction would you say it's moving away from the body? Begin to make a small movement, just rotating your right foot inwards and outwards. Maybe you can feel that this has some effect up into your hip, in your pelvis. You could also feel the effect of this movement, this small movement up into your back and your neck. So one thing we didn't do on the other side is the diameter. Can you get a sense of the diameter of your right leg? So how wide it is, how round it is. And can you use all these kind of, these pointers to let your attention flow down in your body. One of the kind of more scientific terms is interoception, which basically means how we pay attention inside our soul. So you may even be able to feel, you know, kind of a deeper layer. So not just the external aspect of the leg, the right leg, but also inside. You might be able to turn your attention to how the bones are resting. And again, just bring your attention to the whole of the right leg. See if you can spread your attention over the whole of the right leg and begin to make a movement where you rotate the right leg inwards and outwards. Very small movement. And at this point, you can become aware that we've already done this on the left side. So you might want to compare the feelings, the feeling of the right leg, how it's lying, how you can move it, internally rotating or externally rotating, and then let the right leg rest and feel back into the left leg. Do the same thing. Connect down through the length of the left leg. Feel how the left leg's lying, the direction it's pointing, and make a small rotation again, just a small one. And then spread your attention over both of your legs at the same time. You could think of this shape as a triangle. The bottom of the triangle being your 2 feet, the top of the triangle being your pelvis. If you get some internal sense of that shape, and see, you know, maybe there's a slight angle on the triangle. Does it come off the body, the middle of the body, at the same way to the left as it does to the right? Allow your attention to drift upwards. Allow your attention to drift upwards into the way that the pelvis is resting on the floor. So you've kind of got this structure, the pelvis, how it's lying on the floor, the bones of the pelvis, and the feeling of your legs going out away from the pelvis. And then feeling that whole structure, again, rotate both legs. This time you can do it at the same time if you like. You can rotate them together, you can rotate them separately. As you do that, pay attention further up your body. What's happening in your lower back? What's happening in your abdomen? What's happening with your breathing? Okay. So maybe what you notice, and I don't know because I can't see all of you, and one of the great things about a kind of live Feldenkrais class is I can monitor and pick up feedback. You know, one of the things that you might notice in that process is that as you start to do some of these movements in this position that is maybe unfamiliar to you, that there's a potential for you to hold your breath. So as you hold your breath, in some way, some of the muscles that you would need to have free to do the movement, you know, they actually tighten and restrict the movement. So the breath is another one that we kind of really want to, you know, have some sense of. Can you keep your breathing smooth as you make these small movements with your legs? Good. And rest, have a rest. So you could consider this more of an intellectual rest. So now what I'd like you to do is feel how your head is lying on the floor. Where the contact to the back of your head is. Can you feel if the back of your head is more in contact to the right side of your head or to the left side of your head? Can you feel if your face is turned in a specific direction? Or would you say it's pointing directly towards the ceiling? And just before we go into a movement of the head, just feel that connection all the way up. So feel how your head is resting and then make some small movements again, small rotational movements of your legs. And see if there's any effect all the way up the chain to your head.
Both legs at once.
Say it again.
Both legs at once.
Yeah. Yeah. We can be a bit playful with these sometimes, you know. Doesn't have to be too formulaic. So maybe you feel as you move your legs, as you know, it's like the chain of musculature, the connections in the bones, you know, those small movements in your feet and your legs, they do have some effect further up your body. That's good. And then let your feet rest. And just do a few movements where you roll your head slightly to the right and then back to the middle. Don't go to the left yet. So as you roll your head, one of the things that you can track is the feeling of contact against the back of the head. So can you make the movement kind of a smooth, like rolling of your head across the floor? One of the kind of the ways that you can tell if you're doing it too fast is if the movement becomes jumpy. So one of the things we look for is kind of like a smooth progression through the muscle. And you'll be pleased to know that at the end of this lesson, there is an opportunity to move a bit faster. Good. And then come to the middle, and then explore rolling your head to the left. Again, feeling that sort of the transition of weight of your head. So your head has a weight to it. Can you really allow the muscles of your neck, the muscles of your back, to let your head roll? Good. And then go from side to side quite slowly. At first, And feel as you go side to side with your head, is there any influence on your feet? Good. So one of the kind of major pathways of the body runs between your head and your feet. The spine houses the nerve channels of the central nervous system. You know, in some way, the communication comes all the way down through from our brain, down through our spine, into our feet and legs. But we don't necessarily always consider that channel and maybe even the health of it. So have a think, you know, as you're, maybe you can move your head and your feet now. Maybe you want to move them in the same direction. Maybe you want to move them in the opposite direction. But as you do it, try and bring your attention into the middle of you. So you can feel that, you know, these movements at the top of the body and the bottom of the body, they begin to influence us in the middle of us. Great. Okay. Take a rest from that. Take a rest from that. Have your arms down by your sides if you can. And bring your attention to your right arm. Feel how your right arm is lying. Where the contact with the ground is. And whether there are any spaces underneath places in your right arm. Maybe in your wrist or your armpit. And feel the length of the right arm. How long does it feel to you? Kind of more importantly, how does it feel to you? How does your right arm feel? And then begin to make a small rolling movement with your right hand. You can make a loose fist, or you could leave your hand open. But just roll your hand a little bit inwards and a little bit outwards. Internal rotation, external rotation. Which one of those two movements, which one of those directions is easier? One thing you can try is that if you interlace your thumb and your index finger and then just roll your hand like that, your thumb and your index finger, and roll your hand in that position, and then move your thumb down to your middle finger and roll your hand in that position. And move down sequentially. So go down to your ring finger, the third finger, and then the little finger. all these subtle changes in how we organize the ends of our body have some effect on the musculature of the middle of us. So as you rotate your hand, can you feel that your shoulder blade is doing something on the floor? And let your hand rest, let your hand rest. And then just feel the shoulder blade, the right shoulder blade. Feel how the right shoulder blade is in contact with the floor. And feeling the right shoulder blade and the whole length of your right arm, make a small rotational movement, not just your wrist, but your whole arm included. So the upper arm comes along for the ride. And feel as you do this movement, what's the effect? How does it feel in the middle of you? Maybe you can feel the top of your chest. Maybe you can feel the back of your ribs. And then just for fun, why don't you roll your hand and your head at the same time? Can you roll them in the same direction? Can you roll them in the opposite direction? And what if you were to join in with that movement, the rotation of your right leg as well? Which one of those two upper movements would you join in with? Would the hands roll together with the feet? Would the head and the hands roll together? Would the head and the feet roll together?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'll mute myself so that
we can't tell whether that's ringing in London, Portland, or Barbara.
I was Portland. I'm gonna mute.
All right. So have a rest after doing that. Have a rest. Maybe you can feel now after, you know, a good portion of the lesson, there's some effect on how your body is lying on the floor. Some effect in the contact that you feel across the backside of your body and the floor. And to follow on from the movements that we've just done, bring your attention to the way that your left shoulder blade is in contact with the ground. And maybe you can feel that as you sense down into your left arm, you can keep some awareness of your breathing as you do that. So there's a kind of continuous movement of the breath that's kind of, you know, like organically moving you as you're bringing your attention down into your arm, how your arm is resting on the floor. The sort of, you know, the undisturbed rotation that you feel in your arm already. So whether your hand is pointing downwards, whether your hand is pointing to the side, or upwards. So without kind of changing it, without sort of saying that there's something less right or more right, just feel how it is that you organize yourself. And you can feel the length of the left arm. And you can also feel the angle that the left arm comes away from the body. If we really wanted to develop that, you could consider that the left arm, the bone of the left arm at the top, that's a single bone, that has one direction to it. And maybe that direction is a rotation in itself, but it's one bone and it's going in one direction. And then as you move down into the lower arm on the left side, then there's two bones. And those two bones have different directions. So can you feel the two directions that exist in the lower portion of your left arm? And then as you get down into your wrist, as you feel into your wrist, you've got, I think, maybe 27 or so bones in your hands. So without kind of going into the direction of those, maybe you can feel which direction your fingers are pointing. And begin to make a really small movement where you rotate your hand in whatever position it's in, rotate it a little bit inwards and a little bit outwards. And be kind to yourself. Don't go to the end of your range. Explore in the area that feels really comfortable. And, you know, in that space of comfort, then maybe you can feel more of the connections up into the upper body and the chest. As you roll your left hand, can you feel that there's some effect on your shoulder, back of your chest, even some change in your breathing? And then explore, go through the different fingers. Connect your index finger, the pointing finger, with your thumb, and roll your hand in that way. Connect your your thumb with your middle finger and move down each finger turn by turn. That was me. Good, and then when you come down all the way to the little finger, think back up the whole arm. Spread your attention out, you know, across the whole range of your arm, all the bones in your hands. All the bones in your arm, your lower arm, your upper arm. That's one of the reactions I love seeing.
It's movement. That's energy moving.
And then begin to roll your hand, roll your arm, in fact. Once you've spread your attention up across your whole arm, begin to roll your arm, paying attention to your shoulder blade, your chest, even your neck. Feel if rolling your hand in one direction has some effect on your neck. And if the effect is opposite when you roll your hand the other way. Okay, and then begin to roll your head and your hand at the same time. As you roll your hand out, you roll your head out. As you roll your head in, you roll your hand in. Feel the connection all the way up through your neck, through your shoulder, into your back. And maybe if your attention is really kind of covering, is spread out over you, you could feel that there's some impulse down into your feet as well. And maybe you could leave your feet quiet for a second. Just really let them be quiet so the feet are not involved in the movement. And change the direction that you're rolling so you separate the head from the hand. Good. And begin to then bring in the left foot into the motion. Connect down through the whole of your body. Feel that connection all the way down through from the head to the foot. And find out for yourself what it is that you prefer to do first. Do you like to organize the head and the foot together? Do you like to organize the head and the hand together? Do you like to organize the hand and the foot together? Or maybe all three like to organize together. As you can feel, as you can tell, the amount of ways we can organize ourselves is, over the course of our life, is really fascinating. And how it changes as well, you know, as we grow up. Maybe one of the, you know, the kind of common threads that I see the most, and maybe it's one of the reasons why I like this stuff, and it's useful for me as well, is that, you know, to some extent we begin to limit our movement as we grow up. You know, we tell ourselves that we shouldn't be lying on the floor, rolling our head and our feet and our hands in different directions. So now begin to roll both hands. And is your preference to roll them in different directions? Could you roll them in the same direction? And what about if you were to involve your legs in that process as well? Maybe you could join together your right leg and your left leg. Sorry, your right hand and your right leg and your left hand and your left leg. And what would your head do? Could it be in the middle when your arms and your legs do different things? Okay. So then begin to make that movement a little bit faster. If you can, leave your head still in the middle, still-ish. Your head can be affected. But begin to make a slightly faster movement with your arms. Yeah. If you go so fast that you begin to become uncoordinated, can you slow it down a little bit? Yeah. So that you gain some kind of conscious control, but you go fast enough to kind of be on the edge of losing control. Okay, and let it go. Now just feel down the length of your spine. So from the back of your head, and maybe you can imagine tracing the back of your spine along the back of you. And then what I'd like you to do, and I don't know if it's possible, I'd like you to begin to move the middle of you in a way that would move your arms and your legs in the way that we've just been doing. So this is going to involve a little bit of organization of your torso. So it's kind of like a worm-like movement in your spine. Maybe a little bit left, a little bit right, a little bit of a rotation to the left, a little bit of a rotation to the right. But see if you can make it in such a way that your arms and your legs are encouraged to move. Okay, then let that go. Feel now how your legs are lying in relation to your torso. Feel the length of both of your legs. Feel the spaces that you can feel between maybe your knees and your ankles and the floor, and feel the amount of contact you can feel between the places in your legs that make contact with the ground. And feel for yourself whether the angle of your leg away from your body's changed, the angle of your feet away from your body's changed. And what would that have to do, that, you know, these kind of subtle changes, what would it have to do with our overall muscular state? So right at the end there, I asked you to make some maybe quite difficult movements with your torso. And to some extent, the muscles that are needed to do that, you know, over the course of our lives, our adult lives, we make choices that tighten those muscles and make them less movable. So as those muscles relax over the course of a class, maybe you can feel your length change. Maybe you can feel the way that your arms are resting now is different to the beginning of the class. Are the hands more rotated inwards or outwards? And is something comfortable now for you that was not comfortable at the beginning? And feel up into how your head is resting now on the ground. Feel the direction your face is pointing. So Moshe Feldenkrais calls this lesson scanning the five lines. So, and he likens it to a child's drawing of a human being. So you've got the circle for the head at the top, and you've got the line running down the middle of the body, the two arms coming off at an angle, and the two legs at the bottom coming off at an angle. Anytime you adjust one of those limbs, there's some encouragement of the others to be involved. So if you make a small movement with your left arm, how is the line of the spine affected? How is the rotation in the legs affected? And one of the things that I didn't mention in the class is, can you feel the direction that your eyes are pointing in? Would you say your eyes are pointing directly in the middle at the ceiling? Would you say that they're looking downwards or upwards slightly? You can allow the weight of the eye just to really kind of like sit back into the eye socket. So it's just resting in the place it would naturally rest. And when you're ready, I'd like you to see if you can keep that sense of the eyes resting as you transition up into standing. So when you're ready, take your time. I'd like you to roll over.
Back and up into standing.
And up into standing, yeah. Great. And then again, just close your eyes up in standing. So when you come up to standing, close your eyes and just feel how your eyes rest in your eye sockets in standing. Yeah, the pull of gravity obviously has an effect on us. Standing is a very different muscular organization to lying down. And then really gently, turn your head a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. See whether your entire body comes along with this process. If there's some effect all the way down into your feet as you turn your head. Can you allow that process to really have some effect, that overall effect, so that the kind of effort of turning your head is spread throughout your whole body? Great. And then leave the head still. And just rotate your arms a little bit. rotate them inwards, rotate them outwards, and the same thing. Can you allow, you know, your whole body to help you with that movement as you roll your hands? So it's more of a rotational movement in the arms, yeah, in and out. And then go for a little walk in your space, wherever you are. And feel that as you walk, there's some rotation happening in your legs, in your hips. And can you, you know, allow the effort of that movement to spread into the whole body? So the arms are involved, the head's involved, the breathing's involved, the eyes are involved. There's no part of you that's left out. Okay. I think that's bang on an hour.
Wow.
That's really fast.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
It was awesome.
Okay, so hope you enjoyed that. Hope it wasn't too sleepy.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I'm completely open to your feedback, and if you had any comments or want to share anything.
Was that an hour? That's incredible.
I know that. That's what we were saying. We were like, that went really fast.
Tripping, kind of tripping me out. I felt so heavy. I felt so bony and heavy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but I felt really, everything felt really smooth and connected. I mean, it's only the third time I've done this. We did it once on our own yesterday.
Yeah.
About a week ago. But I feel way, for some reason, I feel more comfortable in my body, way more kind of grounded and centered, and like everything moves more cohesively and with more connection than what was happening before.
Great.
Now, I haven't felt that kind of coherence in my body walking around in a really long time. And also at the end, when we were laying there, the intense sensation of all those bones and everything lined up in a way, and at rest, letting the ground carry me instead of me holding up parts.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, kind of like to build on what I was doing was, you know, something the way that our limbs come off our spine, you know, the nervous system travels down through our body and it kind of spreads out in a certain way. And to some extent, when we're holding tension in the middle of us, you know, it's like our, you know, the movement of our limbs is kind of difficult, but in some way through relaxing the limbs, through allowing movement in the limbs, we can go back into the middle and say, hey, middle, it's all right.
Yeah, it's like some sort of low-lying anxiety that
kind
of go, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which we all have.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised by how much tension and effort I have in my eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
When you had us relax them and feel it, the weight of them, suddenly all the effort I'm using, just my eyes is crazy.
They're in this 40 series, in lesson of 40, in this series of 40 lessons, there's at least two pure eye lessons where he just focuses on the eyes. Because I mean, if you think about it in terms of developmentally, we start organizing our world through what we're looking at. You know, we start organizing our body through what we're looking at, you know, and we follow that process up into adulthood. So the movement of our, or the the musculature of our eyes is so kind of wrapped up in our sense of self and our habitual motor patterns that when you start working with it, it's such a, like, a, yeah, really, really great experience.
Yeah.
Wow. Really good, Joe. I really like the way you, I guess, were exploring the body from top to bottom, kind of paying attention to the breathing, as you were saying, because I was right. I was conscious after you said about holding my breath and not realizing I was holding my breath when I was trying to move my body in a different way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really liked it. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you came.
Yeah.
Nice to have you on board.
Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you.
So, have you got a Venmo account?
I have a Patreon account that I just made today that I can send you guys. Okay. I don't. Great. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What same thing. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Absolutely. I have one more comment.
When we had
to move the limbs from the torso.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I almost couldn't do it. It was so hard. And I consider myself such a limber, squiggly person. So that's quite revealing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I could be squiggly from the torso, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I had trouble with that too. And I usually am very, Gumby bendable too.
Yeah. But
all kinds of really stuck areas back through my back.
Yeah, the ribs are a really big thing for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. One of the lessons that he teaches is called something like spiraling down to the floor. And in that lesson, he basically says, if you can organize your torso well, then you don't need to worry about what your limbs are doing. So you just organize your torso well, and your limbs organize themselves in accordance with what your torso is doing. The movement of your legs, we kind of have got used to using the musculature of our limbs to organize the middle of our body, but actually it needs to be the other way around. Go back into this sort of like, it's the middle of me that organizes my limbs, the middle of me that organizes the extremities.
Makes sense.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay. So I'm planning on doing these every week if I have an audience. If you want to do that, please let me know. If you have friends that you think would like it as well, the more the merrier.
I might be able to hook my girlfriend in Hawaii up.
Yeah, please. Because it's online, it's so accessible,
Right.
It's also by donation, so there's really no kind of necessity if money is an issue, or if you want to show your appreciation, please feel free. I haven't really thought about a guideline, because obviously there's a difference between the UK and the American rate, but if you want, I can think about it and let you know, or maybe Larry's got some thoughts on it. I think some of the San Francisco prices are different to the what was the other one that you did? You did one in San Francisco and...
No, we did one. Well, we did one right down here, here close to us in Carpinteria.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much an open...
I'm assuming, Larry, that what we paid there is probably appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's a good amount or...
It's a sliding scale.
We can talk about it. We'll make sure you're taken care of.
Yeah, cool. Great.
And let's talk about next week. If you're doing, are you trying to plan same day, same time kind of thing?
I can do. I mean, for me, the timing, I think probably in the UK would work half an hour earlier.
Okay. We can do that probably, typically.
If that is an issue, then I'm happy to stay with this time. But yeah.
Mondays at 11?
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Yeah. I think that would work.
How does that work for you, Andy? Do you think you'd be around for continued?
For 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have a kind of reflection next couple of days and just see if I feel any different, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I know this is the first one you're doing, and you're hoping it to be a series. Do you, I mean, is there the kind of possibility to say, all right, we're going to do it in a block of 10? So we're going to do 10, first of all, and see how everybody is, or are you going to do 3 on the knee or the shoulder? Or
I was thinking of doing 9 initially and seeing, where we were after that, basically. Yeah.
So then from this time, we're kind of saying you're going to do a block of 9 and then see how we are. Great. That gives me an idea then about, you know, knowing that I'm around on a Monday and I'm, you know.
Perfect. Yeah, cool. And we can chat afterwards as well if you want.
Okay, mate.
Okay. Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it. I hope it was. And, you know, one final thing, like, you know, those 5 lines of the body, like, take them out into the world, like the next couple of days, like think about them as you're in movement, you know, how you're organizing yourself from your head and your body and, you know, what's happening.
Well, that's the thing that actually got me most interested after the first session that we did, was that for the entire week after that, I was really, really aware of, like, I usually splay my feet out when I walk because my piriformis is really, really tight, so duck footed, and I walk 4 miles a day, and I was so aware of my feet pointing forward more often than not, which I've never been able to do because it's kind of like my posture, right? I think about it and then they go out and I forget.
There's definitely a difference between never being able to and not being able to.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Everybody.
Good job. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Larry.
Andy. Bye-bye now. Take care, guys.
See ya. Bye.